Report, U, of New Hampshire professor posed as woman of color on Twitter. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 6, 2020. A University of New Hampshire, UNH, professor allegedly posed as a woman of color on Twitter, according to a report in the school's student newspaper. After the student investigation, the account was deleted from the platform. Assistant Professor Craig Chapman has fallen under scrutiny for apparently posing as a black woman on Twitter under the name The Science Femme, using the Twitter handle at @piney_the, according to a report by the school's student newspaper The New Hampshire. With his fake account, the professor's woman of color character tweeted, "I was successful in killing my department's woke statement on recent social unrest," adding, "It is a toxic ideology that cannot be given an inch," among other statements. The account also referred to itself as a WOC, woman of color, and a POC, person of color. Chapman's fake Twitter account appears to have since been deleted or removed from the social media platform. An archived version of the account's page shows a sample of the account's tweets. Privilege? Lol. I'm an immigrant woman of color who grew up in poverty, sleeping on a dirt floor. What a tool you are, the professor allegedly wrote from his fake account in response to another user on Twitter. You know I'm a woman of color, right? Racist, the professor wrote to another user on Twitter. Chapman teaches chemistry at UNH, where he is an assistant professor within the College of Engineering and Physical Sciences, CEPS. The report added that the professor was exposed on Reddit and Twitter by an anonymous source within the school's chemistry department. The source was able to link the account to Chapman through a series of tweets that were sent to the professor's brother's brewery. UNH Chemistry Department Chair Glenn Miller allegedly confirmed that the Science Femme was in fact being operated by Chapman, reports The New Hampshire. We are deeply troubled by what we've learned so far and immediately launched an investigation, said UNH spokesperson Erica Mance. In a statement to the media, UNH said that it was recently made aware of allegations on social media about a member of its faculty. We are deeply troubled by what we've learned so far and immediately launched an investigation, the spokesperson added. The employee at the center of allegations on social media is on leave and not in the classroom. In order to protect the integrity of the ongoing investigation, the university is unable to comment further. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter @AlanaMastrangelo, on Parler @Alana, and on Instagram.